During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Ghost Bed. To find the perfect mattress, go to ghostbed.com/ghost.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, an update on a ghost child that looked to be straight out of the 1920s. When a woman finds out that she is pregnant, there seems to be more than just an unborn child at her side. A child that may have lived a life long ago and has now returned to this world to help guide her through the hurdles of having another baby. But why is he here? And does he have a connection to her and the new baby? We ask that question and much more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, if you like the show, you'd like access to our bonus episodes. We put out brand new ones every single week. You also get advanced episodes of the show and the whole archive, which is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. All of it commercial free. And check out ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get yourself signed up. $5 a month gets you access to all of it. That's what helps keep this program on the air. Patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. It is Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Not too much, Tony.
No.
You know? No, not really. It's kind of springtime, and that's about that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I got my zombie tractor to come alive.
What do you mean you have a zombie tractor?
I have a zombie tractor. It has not been working for about a year because I really haven't had to use it. But every time I've tried to like get it started, no luck. So I want to sell it, but I'd like to have it in working order to do that. So
you get some more money for it.
Yeah. So I switched the battery out. I've been trying to charge it all week. No real luck. This morning, I finally go down there and I'm going to jump it through my truck to the tractor. And they say, I don't know who they is, that this can be done. It's like a different type of, it's a car type battery, but the one of the tractors is a little bit smaller, jump it, like watch it, but jump. So I'm like, okay, I'll try that. So I do that and I let it sit there for a little bit. It gets a lot of, more power into it. I can tell it's making a difference. And then I see smoke rising from the jumper cables.
Oh, shit.
So I very quickly unhook everything before the vehicles explode. And I'm sure they'll get like 10 emails going, you could. Yes, I realized that, but I learned. So that still didn't jump it. So then I look in the gas tank and I just filled this thing up the other day. But because I've been trying to get this thing to turn over so much in the last week or two, it ate up all the damn gas already. So I put more gas in there, and then after a little while, it starts. So there's my 1950s tractor running again. And I'm going to like make sure I run it every day a little bit to keep it going.
Do you think it has a leak in the gas tank?
No, I would see it. I would oh. see the
leaking gas.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I did smell it, you know, all that. And I just think it evaporates very quickly down there. It's a very old, you know, like gas tank. And I think it just it goes through gas, you know, very very rapidly. So
but yeah, you can sell it.
Yeah, I had another idea. I'm like, well, if I can just get it out of here, maybe I'll make it a lawn ornament. I'll go put it at the end of the driveway, and then I can put like zombies on it at Halloween, and I can put like a Santa Claus on it at Christmas, and like, no, let's just sell it. Let's just.
But if nobody buys it, that's a super fun idea.
If nobody buys it, I guess I'd feel kind of bad doing that though, because it runs, you know. But I don't know. This is my tractor.
I'm in my yard for the first time yesterday, and there's always that like, is it going to start? Is it going to start?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And mine did.
I mowed yesterday too.
It started.
Did you go mow or did you just make sure it was working?
No, sir. I mowed.
Yay.
Yep. Yes. I have a riding lawnmower, so I look super butch when I'm out there mowing.
I did the same. And as I was mowing, to add a creepiness to this, I find bones. Deep in the brush. It's just
like, what kind of bones?
Probably cow bones. The dog was absolutely thrilled. And I discovered all of the holes that he's been digging up front when he runs up there to do whatever he's doing. I don't know if he's like chasing rodents or something, but there's like holes all over the place that I didn't even know he was digging into.
On Instagram, I follow a million dogs. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorites, and I might get the name slightly wrong, but it's an Instagram page, Holes My Dog Dug.
Okay.
Or something like that. Yeah. And all of the posts are just the dog digging a hole. Every one of them. I don't know why it makes me so happy. So I sent him a message and I'm like, oh my God, your page makes me so happy. And then they're like, yeah. And then our dog kind of grew out of it. So we don't really post that many videos of him digging anymore. And I'm like, that's fine. I've got plenty to look at. It's just something very fun.
Yeah.
Just watching a dog giggle.
It's funny. If you have like a pet that's doing obsessive behavior, that's a great idea for a TikTok right? page or something. Yeah. get back to our conversation in just a second. First, I want to thank our supporter today. It is Ghost Bed. I love these guys. We all know how important sleep is to our overall health and wellness. So yeah, you guys got to check out Ghost Bed. Yes. G-O-H-S-T Bed. We love their products, and I think you will too once you get a chance to check it out. Ghostbed is made by Nature Sleep, an industry leader in the mattress space since 2001. Every Ghostbed product, from their mattresses to their sheets, pillows, all designed with cooling features. And as the temperatures get warmer, this is awesome. It's perfect if you sleep warm, which I do and most people do. They've even got a mattress dubbed the coolest bed in the world. It is. Shipping is free, fast. You can get your mattress, try for 101 nights, even get industry-leading warranty of up to 25 years. Yes. They got that 101-night sleep trial, so you can try it out for 101 nights. If you don't like it, you can return it, get your money back, no hard feelings, free shipping, most orders ship within 24 hours, so boom, it's going to be there. Zero down, 0% APR financing right now as well. Go check this out, okay? To find your perfect mattress, go to ghostbed.com/ghost. Right now, Ghostbed is offering our listeners 40% off Ghostbed bundles, where you get a mattress and adjustable base, or 30% off site-wide. That's 30% off all mattresses, plus two luxury pillows. Use promo code GHOST at ghostbed.com/ghost. Hurry, take advantage of these savings. That's ghostbed.com/ghost, and use promo code GHOST. 855-853-4802. Is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. My eyes are still not better from mowing yesterday because there was a lot of like grass dust from, you know, dead grass blowing up everywhere.
Allergies.
And they were like poofy last night. And I got tons of, I tried to rinse them out as best as I could, but woke up in the morning and, you know, like when your eyes are like kicking all the bad stuff out of it, they're all like crusty and like, oh my goodness. But they're still kind of itchy from yesterday. You know, people wear like masks when they do that sometimes. I should wear goggles when I do that.
Really not a bad idea.
Because, yeah, I mean, it was like, oh my goodness. All right. First story says, I'm writing in again to update you on my little ghost boy dressed in 1920s clothing. I've run in before telling you about seeing my dad's mom, and you read it on your podcast in June of 2021. I've run in before about my little ghost boy and about how he only seems to act up while I'm pregnant. During my first pregnancy in 2016 and 2017, my daughter was born in 2017. He would move things around the house, such as kitchen chairs, making dishes move into the cabinets. He'd also walk around our house. You hear the floors creak. It still to this day only creak when you walk on them. In my second pregnancy in 2019, my second daughter was born in February of 2020. He actually appeared in front of me. He'd also play with and talk to my then almost three-year-old. He would turn the light on in the closet of the nursery. He also appeared to my girl's godmother as she was leaving my house right before Christmas. We live on a bunch of land, and she said when she got to the end of our property, she looked over and had seen a little boy. She called me and described him as a blonde-haired boy to be around 8, with a white shirt and brown-looking overalls. I told her that he's the same one I've seen in the house. He'd still move stuff around the house. Likes to get the attention of our dog that we had at the time. There were a couple of times while I was sleeping, I would feel a hand touch my leg. Thinking it was me, my soon-to-be three-year-old, I'd roll over and look, but nobody was there. I also remember thinking it was odd because I'm a fairly light sleeper since I became a mom. I usually wake up to the sound of her walking across the house before she'd actually make it to my room. I recently found out that I'm pregnant with my third. This will be due in August of 2022, and he started back up again. We have barn doors in our laundry room and pantry. They also connect to the living room. One night, my oldest fell asleep in the living room, and I had left the barn door open to the laundry room. She woke up around 3 a.m. to the loud banging noise, and she said she was looking into the laundry room when she had seen a laundry bag float up and hover in front of the doorway. She said she was too scared to look away from the doorway until she'd seen a boy walk past our Christmas tree and living room windows, so she looked away from the door to look towards the little boy. Then he just disappeared. So she looked back to the door. She saw the laundry bag move back behind the wall and disappear also. That's when she jumped up and ran and got in bed with me. Little ghost boy doesn't mess with my now husband, which I'm not sure why. Little ghost boy's really active while I'm pregnant. After I have the baby, he calms down, doesn't really do anything. You might hear footsteps every once in a while, but nothing like he does during those times. Thoughts on all that?
That's interesting that you would have more experiences when you're pregnant. Is it not so much that the little ghost boy is interested in her pregnancy? Maybe the pregnancy changes her hormones and she's more open to seeing the little ghost boy. And, you know, because the other thing is when after you have a baby, you're so preoccupied and so busy, maybe the little ghost boy's still around. You just don't notice as much.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the other thing I was wondering about is, could it be her own energy and not a ghost at all, but somehow, you know, that energy that's acting like a child or acting like it's almost like a poltergeist in some ways.
Oh, that's interesting too.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting to me that there would be more activity while she's pregnant.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Is it just that maybe things are different enough when you're pregnant that you're able to? Because I do think that, you know, when you're really busy, when you've got a lot going on, you're not so open to things like that. And not saying that you couldn't see a ghost boy, like if you're doing dishes, you got to do that kind of boring shit. But maybe, you know, she's real tired after the baby gets there. I don't know. That's a very interesting situation to me.
Yeah, it is.
My thought would be that if the little boy is real fascinated, the ghost boy is fascinated by the pregnancy and is around when she's pregnant, you think the draw is the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wants to protect the baby or something. I don't know.
Or maybe he wants to take the baby's soul so he can sneak
don't
in.
Don't even put that thought out
and
there.
And have a life of his own again. They named him Damien. He was a lovely child.
You know what I think is weird is people who name their kids Damien.
I do too.
I'm like, did you not see the movie? Or Damon. Like, I know people named Damon. And I'm like, that's just weird to me.
There was...
there's a movie.
There was... I mean, there's all those type of names that, you know, clearly just have very negative connotations to them. You know, it'd be like naming someone Hitler, you know, in a... I mean, you know, you never see that one popping up anymore either. Or Adolf. Adolf's not has never really come back as one of those cute retro names. You know,
like, I heard This American Life did an episode, and there was somebody was like, I wonder if anybody's still named Hitler. And so they started looking around for people who still are named Hitler.
Yeah.
And there was a family of Hitlers, and they were like, you know, everybody, all the other Hitlers changed their name like in the 50s or something, 40s. But their family never did. They're like, hey, we're Hitlers. We're going to keep it. So I think like it was all three. I think they were all daughters and I think they all got married. But
did they insist on keeping Hitlers. Their name?
I think one of them might have done, you know, like the Carol Hitler Hughes sort of thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's just so funny that they actually found a family still named Hitler.
They weren't like identifying as like Nazis or anything, were they?
No.
They were just like,
they were German, you know,
okay, yeah.
Before it was bad.
Yeah.
You know, they had the name. And so I think that grandparents or whoever, I'm sure grandparents were like, we're not changing our name just because of one bad guy. But it's a really good episode. I really enjoyed it.
You know, like the Bin Ladens all kept their names. That's still a very big family. You know, well, but they're not in America.
People might still be proud of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's it's just it's fucked up. I was trying to think of another name I'd won earlier that I was going to bring up, but it slipped me. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our next one. It says, there was an old couple who lived next door to me. Sometimes I would drop by to visit them and chat over a cup of tea or ask them if they needed something from the local shops. They treated me like a granddaughter. One day over tea, I asked the old woman why she never had children of her own. She went pale in the face, and after a while, she told me this terrible and unbelievable story. She said that shortly after they got married, the husband inherited an old house from his grandmother. It was located in the outskirts of the city. The grandmother had spent the last years of her life in a psychiatric hospital. Nobody knew exactly what happened to her. All that was known was that her hair had turned gray overnight and she went what they called insane at the time. Her house had been empty for many years. Nobody ever knew about the hidden evil that lurked within. The young couple began to renovate the house, but things started going wrong from the start. Whenever they tried to do repairs, it seemed that they were taking one step forward and two steps back. They put up new wallpaper, but almost immediately it was covered in damp and mold. They put in a new floor, but within days, floorboards are soggy, rotting. Couple's health also began to decline. Husband had always been a strong and healthy young man, but he suddenly began to suffer from headaches at night. The wife discovered she was pregnant, but it was not long before she lost the baby. Because of all this bad luck, the parents suggested they should invite a priest to bless the home, which was the tradition at the time. This was the moment when the nightmare began. As soon as the priest arrived, the couple heard a loud ringing in their ears. They felt as if their heads split apart throughout the whole house. There permeated a disgusting smell. It was an unbearable stench that seemed to come from what could only be described as the pits of hell. Suddenly, a powerful breeze blew through the house, and the front window fell out of its frame. Glass fell on the priest, injured him, opening a deep gash in his head. The priest was so scared he ran out into the street and was injured. The couple stayed with him, waited for an ambulance to arrive. For taking him away, the priest advised the couple to leave the house. He said there was something evil in the house, and he promised he would consult with his superiors in the church to find a way to help them. The couple were able to move out of the house, or weren't able to move out of the house. They couldn't afford rent in another place, and their parents lived in small apartments and had no room to take them in. Couldn't even sell the house because it had a bad reputation. Without understanding what was going on, the man with the woman were forced to go back to the house, which suddenly seemed very quiet, and began to clean up after the unexpected events. The woman had a strange sensation of an unearthly presence in the house. She said it was unusually quiet, like a calm before the storm. One day they got a call from a priest who had tried to bless the house. He asked if he could bring two other priests with him and carry out the ritual. and rid the house of evil. Of course, the young couple agreed. The man and the woman met. Three priests in a nearby park handed over the keys to the house. They waited in the park for the ritual to be finished. 3 hours later, the priest returned and told them the house was now in order. The priests were surprised because while they performed the ritual, the evil in the house never showed itself once. After that, events began to develop at a frightening pace. One night, the wife had a terrible dream in which she saw thick black cobwebs all over the house and heard a blood-curdling voice scream, "Get out!" The next morning, her husband was walking down the stairs when a chandelier that hung in the hall fell on him and broke his leg. While they were at the hospital, their oven somehow caused a fire. Kitchen burned. Every day, something strange and terrible would happen that defied explanation. The last straw came when the young wife was at the top of the stairs and she felt something strong push her down the stairs. When she was at the hospital, the doctor said that due to her injuries, she would never be able to have children. The couple left the evil old house and rented a small, cheap attic room in a building on the other side of the city. This quiet little closet seemed like paradise to them compared to their house of evil. A few months later, the man found that all three priests who had performed the ritual in the old house had passed away. They've been overseeing some renovations on their church, and accidents occurred. The wife was horrified by the news and decided to dig through the archives to find out about the history of the house. She discovered that it had once been owned by a very wealthy man with a terrible legacy. He devoted his life to dark things. He was a Satanist, and police suspected that he performed satanic rituals in the house that involved blood sacrifice and murder. A number of children in the area had gone missing. When the police knocked on his door, the rich man locked himself in his office and shot himself in the head. He was buried outside in a cemetery and without a funeral service. It was after that terrible incident that the strange and terrible things began to occur in the house. All of the subsequent tenants who stayed in the house would not live in it for very long. They were constantly changing and running away. When the husband's grandmother came to live in the house, she was a young and beautiful woman. She married several times, but every one of her husbands died in that house under mysterious circumstances. By the time she was an old woman, she hoped that all the troubles associated with the house were over. But something terrible and incomprehensible must have happened there one night that drove her out of her mind. The sinister building was demolished. Many people saw a strange black cloud rising into the sky. All the birds and the trees seemed to flee from it. When she finished her story, the old woman said that today the place is now a road. The exact spot where the house of evil once stood, there are often fatal car accidents. So, sounds like, you know, quite a local lore story with a lot
that
of...
That was an uplifting story.
Yeah, I mean, I loved the story. I mean, it seemed to go a bit out there.
I was thinking it would make a great movie.
Yeah, it seemed like to borrow from many bits and pieces.
Because that has a beginning, middle, end. Like, It's just that kind of perfect movie ending where... Okay, the house is gone, and then they build the highway, and then you show a car. Like, you put something next to it so you know that's where the house was. And then you just show, very last scene, car driving and gets right there, crashes, and catches on fire. Like, that would be a great movie.
Yes. Well, there was even parts of that when I was reading it that I even omitted because I'm like, this is going, if I do this line, it's going too far.
And sometimes it's like, I think this... Personally, for me, the scariest stories are the ones that don't go quite as far.
Yes.
That are like, holy shit, like that could happen to me.
Yeah. Like, I don't believe that the person wrote it in as a joke or anything like that. I believe that this woman told this creepy, creepy story. And, you know, this is a great outlet to share that when that's sort of a situation.
But I do think they're definitely... If it wasn't all true, there's certainly elements of it.
Yeah.
You know, that could have been true. But I'm with you because it kind of went like a movie script to me.
Mm-hmm. It was all too perfect and there was all too much death and everyone seemed to have just the right horrible things happen to them. But a good story. And if an old woman told me that while I was like sitting at Denny's, that would be freaking awesome. So
I'd be all in.
Definitely. Thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802 is our number. Hi.
Hi, guys. Super big fan of the show. I've been listening for quite a while. I just wanted to get that out there. keep up the good work, and love hearing you guys. I have two stories, one longer than the other, I guess. I'm not sure if you guys will use it, but here it goes. So I'm native to Colombia. I was born and raised there for 14 years of my life. And one night, my mom and I, we used to share a bed because we didn't have enough beds during that time. And we were both awake for some reason at about 1 or 2 a.m. And my uncle was actually out in the town partying with his girlfriend. And we were going to bed. And for some reason, we hear lights turning, but we didn't see any light go on underneath our door, which is where, you know, the light peeks through. Then we hear footsteps, like really heavy footsteps, kind of like the boots that you wear when you are a, like, warehouse worker, the ones that are steel-toed. And we heard these footsteps first come from the entryway. Then they came over to our door. Then they went to the bathroom. And then they went to the kitchen. And that's where we last heard them. Well, after that, it was weird because we heard the shower turning on. And then, but there was nobody in there because the lights were off and we didn't see anything peeking through. Then we hear the bedroom. Sorry, not the bedroom. Then we hear the, English is failing me right now. I'm sorry. the door to our fridge open, but never close. So we were like, what is going on? We were really scared because, again, we weren't exactly in the nicest part, but we weren't in the ugliest part either. So it was kind of okay, you know. And I heard, my mom and I heard, actually, the door to the front door being opened again. And the weirdest thing is that after that, we heard no noises. So my mom and I stayed still for about 5 to 10 minutes. And we ask, hey, at each other, I was like, should we go outside and look? Well, we had a piece of PVC piping, and my mom grabs one and I grab one, and we go out because we had two elderly people in the house, and we didn't know, maybe they had to use the bathroom, and their door was open. So we come out like ninjas and turn on every single light. Nobody there. There was absolutely nobody in that house, but we heard it clear as day. It was the weirdest thing. After that, my mom and I were too freaked out to go to sleep, so we started watching TV. Then after, the other story that I have is I was actually already here in the United States, and I was laying down in bed. I had my own room by this point, and I was just chilling, not minding, you know, just listening to music and stuff. Well, I see this white, milky, just like orb, just floating around in front of my bookshelf. And I kept looking at it, and I'm like, what is that? You know, I was stressed out because I'm a firm believer in ghosts. And after that, I was still looking at it. I was not going to keep my eyes off it. Well, of course, at some point I had to blink. So I blinked, and the orb was still there. So I'm like, okay, it wasn't my eyes. I'm not imagining it. It's right there. And it suddenly, like, shoots towards me, like, at a really fast, like, fast speed. It, like, saw me. I think it saw me because I felt weird. And then I screamed out of the top of my lungs because there was this thing, basically, coming after me, and I didn't know what it was. Well, nothing happened, but I got this really cold shiver down my spine, almost like something passed through me. And, well, safe to say I did not sleep that night. I do have a couple of more, but I'm just going to cut it short here, you guys. I hope you used my story. It was great. If you guys listen, thank you so much. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Thoughts on all that?
Well, that would be creepy to see something like that and then feel like it kind of like comes inside of you and sends shivers all over.
Yeah, like, that is a very creepy feeling.
I have never had that. So when you just see like something like that, kind of a, I don't remember how she described it now, but it wasn't like a figure. It's more of a blobby. Because mm-hmm. we've had other people before describe the same thing. And so it doesn't have a form to it. What mm-hmm. what would that be?
I don't know. But I understand the feeling of that, of like the shivers, because that's what I felt when it was like I had my quote unquote sleep paralysis experience. That's what I was feeling.
Yeah. Do you think maybe a sleep paralysis experience, like there is something kind of paranormal going on?
I think there can be. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a
maybe
mix.
Maybe not always.
Yeah. I don't think it's always, but it is such a disturbing experience that.
But every time I've had it happen to me, it felt like that. It felt very paranormal to me.
Yeah.
But.
Well, it probably was with you.
It's like that same thing happens, but now you're not having the sleep paralysis and you're experiencing.
Yeah.
While you're awake.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be creepy AF.
That is creepy. Ugh. Thank you for sharing that that experience. So when you had sleep paralysis, you felt like that chilly, not I'm going to say chilly, but just tingly.
Actually, no, like it's weird when it's happened to me, like there's something paranormal happening.
Uh-huh.
Like there's someone that I can't see is in my room.
Dead?
And if I open my eyes, it's right there. But I can't open my eyes.
But you know it's there.
Yeah. And it's like, and I'm going, just wake up. Just wake up. You're having some kind of a dream. Just wake up.
Does that work?
Every time it's happened, I'm terrified. And I can't wake up. And then finally, it's like everything I can do to open my eyes. And then I open my eyes and everything's fine. And then I'm like, okay, that was just a dream. But Jesus Christ. You know, that yeah. was scary.
Yeah, a bit much.
Yeah, but every time I felt like there was something in my room, you know, with me.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah. ew.
Yeah. Creepy.
It hasn't, you know, I shouldn't even say this out loud. That's my wood table. But in this new house, that has not happened to me yet. And, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
gonna happen. You've already had
one
some
more time.
Stuff. Keep knocking on for Micah.
Good thing my dog is deaf. LT would have been like, what was that?
What is that? Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Who there?
All right. That's gonna wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. Only $5 a month. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong. I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.